This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. Philip and St. James. Both St. Philip and St. James were among the 12 men selected by our Lord to be members of his inner circle of apostles. This group of 12 was then commissioned by Christ to go out and teach the good news that Christ had come to earth, suffered, and died on the cross to redeem everyone from the consequences of the original sin committed by our first parents. The apostles were the first bishops of the church, empowered to teach to all nations, baptize, and confirm. Philip came from Galilee and was a follower of St. John the Baptist. But St. John himself said he was not the Messiah, and told those who questioned him about this that his role was to prepare the way for the Lord. Christ first called Peter and Andrew, who were John the Baptist's followers, and the next day called Philip. Philip then told his friend Nathanael that Jesus was the Son of God, the King of Israel. It is thought that Nathanael the Apostle was named Bartholomew. Philip was one of those who accompanied Jesus to the wedding of Canaan and witnessed Christ's first miracle of changing water into wine. Later, it was to Philip that Christ addressed his question of how a large crowd of 5,000 could be fed. Philip does not suggest an answer, but reflects upon the difficulty of the problem by suggesting that even 200 days' wages worth of food could not feed so many. On another occasion, when he was approached by several Gentiles asking to speak to Jesus, Philip did not accompany them directly to Jesus, but asked Andrew to help deliver their request. Finally, Philip is described as the one who had not quite understood Christ's closeness to God the Father, when he asked Christ, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." It is only through the enlightenment by the Holy Spirit on Pentecost that Philip's faith becomes firm. Tradition has it that Philip had 3 daughters, one of whom told of a miracle in which Philip raised a dead man to life. There was another follower of Christ named Philip. This Philip was a deacon who preached and cured many in Samaria, whom Peter and John later visited in order to confirm the newly baptized converts. Philip the Apostle is said to have preached in Phrygia, which is in modern-day Turkey, and was crucified under the Emperor Domitian. St. James, named the less or younger, was the son of Alphaeus, the first cousin of Jesus Christ. There was another apostle named James the Greater, who was older. James the Younger and Peter welcomed St. Paul when he visited Jerusalem after his conversion, in spite of the mistrust by some, because Paul had been a public opponent of the Christians after Christ's death. James was present at the first meeting of the apostles in the Council of Jerusalem, which met to decide if newly converted Gentiles to Christianity would be required to accept the entire Jewish law. It was James, acting in his role as Bishop of Jerusalem, who voiced the accepted opinion that following the entire Jewish law was not required for new Gentile converts. As Bishop of Jerusalem, James had a great influence upon the Christian community. His title, the Just, showed how highly the people respected him. However, because the scribes and Pharisees opposed the teachings of Christ, and the effect which they had upon the people, it is said they demanded that James denounce Christ and his teachings before all the people from one of the towers of the temple. When he refused, he was thrown to the ground, where they began to stone him. In his last breaths, bystanders heard James beg God to forgive his persecutors because they did not know what they were doing. James died in the year 62 and was buried beside the temple. In 563 A.D., a church in Rome was dedicated to honor both St. Philip and James. This has led to their joint commemoration on one feast day.